This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. Bruchim abayim to the Kol Agud Perka Monday afternoon. National Shir. We have an amazing topic today for Parshas Vayichi and the close of Sefer Bereishis. You know what? Everybody take a look at Reb Ephraim's screen. He has a lot of nice farm there in the background. I see the Purim, I see Pesach, I see Mystery Majesty. Thank you very much. I want to take the opportunity to let everybody know that you could join us this coming Thursday night in Yerushalayim for the art site of the Tzadik Ranana. There is a major event in Yerushalayim being hosted by Rav Tzvi Krishalevsky and his Yeshiva Heichal HaTorah. There's going to be a yard site Suda and then an event of Divrei Chizuk, and the Rashiva is going to be giving Shir on Divrei Torah from the Tzadik Ranana, and you could take a look at the flyer for more information. Friday morning you could join us at Har Menuchos to the Kever of the Tzadik of Ranana. We're leaving from Rav Shefa in Yerushalayim. We have limited spots. Please join us. Then at the end of January you could join us up north Sunday and Monday, January 24th and the 25th, to Mekaymos in the north that are not so commonly visited, the house of the Isha Shunamis, the Kever of Yisroi, and other very exciting destinations, Tveria, Tzfas, and much more. Be'ezos Hashem, the Sefer of Birchas HaTzadik, we're still trying to get it to America. We have some limited copies here, and we're also trying to get it into English. So we hope that will be behatzlacha. So we have an amazing topic today about the last parsha in Sefer Bereishis and the end of the life of Yaakov Avinu. Here we go. Let me get the marmikomis up. A stop share and now. Okay. The parasha begins. Vayichi Yaakov v'eretz Mitzrayim shva esrei shana. Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt for 17 years. Vayihi yimei Yaakov shnei chayav sheva shanim v'arba'im ashana. The total years of the life of Yaakov are 147. Now, there are a number of things of note in this pasuk. First of all, we really know that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim 17 years, especially if it says that his total life was 147, because we just read in Vayigash, he was 130 when he stood before Paroi. So if he's 130 when he stood before Paroi, and his years were 147, I think we could figure out on our own that he lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. It's not very complicated. Another point is, why is it even important that he lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years? Is that so significant? We don't always say how many years he spent in cities in Eretz Yisrael. Is it significant to say how many years he spent in Egypt? And another point of interest is, why is it that when it comes to living, it's Vayichi Yaakov, but when it comes to passing on, it's Vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Lamos? Why, when it comes to the life of Yaakov, do we call him Yaakov? And when it comes to the Petira, the death of Yaakov, we call him Yisrael. Vayichi Yaakov Yeretz Mitzrayim Sheva Esrei Shana Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lamos. Okay. You know, like I mentioned, in Vayigash, when Yaakovinu met Paroi, Paroi even asked, how old are you? Kama yimei shnei chayecha, vayomer Yaakov el Paroi yimei shnei megurai, shloishim v'ashana me'at v'roim, hayu yimei shnei chayai, v'lo yisigu es yimei shnei chayei avoisai v'yimei megureihem. So Rabin Bechayi says, we find that Yosef supported his father for 17 years. Because who took care of Yaakov in Mitzrayim? Yosef must have supported him. So if Yosef supported him, it comes out Yosef supported Yaakov for 17 years. Mida keneged mida. In the merit of the tzedakah that Yaakov Avinu did with Yosef, because Yaakov supported Yosef for 17 years, because when Yosef left Yaakov, Yosef was ben shva'esre shana ha'yara yesach habat. Batsoin, Yosef was 17. So that means that Yaakov Avinu supported Yosef for 17 years. So Mida Keneged Mida, since Yaakov supported Yosef 17 years, we find that Yosef supported Yaakov for 17 years. Now you'll ask, what? Yaakov, the tzedakah that Yaakov did to Yosef? Yosef's his kid. What's he going to do? He's going to send him out on the street and have him sell ice cream and support himself? I mean, what father wouldn't support his child? Why is Yaakov Avinu rewarding Yosef? So you see that it's a great tzedakah to support your family. Supporting your family is a great tzedakah. But you have to have the right kavana. You have to have kavana to do it, to support people who need you, to give tzedakah, to do chesed. You see that Hashem rewarded Yaakov Avinu for caring for his own son. Likewise, the Balei HaToisus, the Dasakenim Balei HaToisus says, why does it say how long Yaakov Avinu lived in Mitzrayim? Because we find that Yosef was with Yaakov before the Mechira 17 years. And just like Yaakov supported Yosef 17 years, Yosef supported him for 17 years. By the way, the Balei HaToisus also says the 17 years Yaakov spent in Mitzrayim are connected to the 17 years that he raised Yosef. Also, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, because Yaakov Avinu sustained and supported Yosef 17 years, so therefore Hashem rewarded him, and he was Mashpia to Yaakov. He calls it, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, B'midas Tashlume Kefel Yud Zayin Shana. In other words, according to the Aruch Chaim, not only did Yosef sustain his father, but the goodness, the quality of life that Yaakov Avinu had in his last 17 years was like Tashlume Kefel, was double as good as any other time that he had or Yosef had. So that's Vayichi. It was Vayichi. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says it could be that if not for that, maybe his years would have been over. He could have called it a day at 130. But it was to be able to be Meshalem, so Yosef could pay him back the chesed that Yaakov did to him. Okay. That's the Toivim Hashnayim Eho Echad. Toivim is Toiv, Toiv. The first Toiv is the 17 years that Yaakov supported Yosef, and the second Toiv is the 17 years that Yosef supported Yaakov Avinu. Okay. It's interesting. The Balei HaToisus also points out, Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shavayas Reishana, that until then we can't say Vayechi. It wasn't really Vayechi. The first years were in life. Yaakov Avinu says, Ki Ered El Bini Avel Sha'ola. Yaakov Avinu says, I'm going to descend to my grave. The Chizkuni likewise says, the rest of his life was not life, because he was always Bitzar. But once he came to Mitzrayim, he had peace of mind for 17 years. Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Sheva Esrei Shana. This pasuk, says the Chizkuni, is praising Yosef, who supported his father for 17 years. Now, comes Rabbeinu Bechaye, and he adds a very beautiful nekuda. So Yaakov supported Yosef 17 years. And 17 years Yosef supported Yaakov. That's a total of 34. The gematria of Vayechi. Vayechi is 34. Vayechi Yaakov. Vayechi is gematria 34. First the 17 years that he supported Yosef, and then the 17 years that Yosef supported him is gematria Vayechi. Okay. But here's another important point that we have to mention. As mentioned earlier, when we talk about life, we always use the name Yaakov. Vayechi Yaakov bi'aretz Mitzrayim shiva esrei shana. Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim 17 years. But when it comes to death, Vayikrivu yimei Yisrael lamus. When we talk about death, we say Yisrael. You know, in Miketz, it says, Vayomer aleihem Yaakov, oisi shikaltem, Yosef einenu, v'shimoin einenu, v'es binyamin tikachu, alai hayu kulana. Then, another example of where we see life by Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vaya alu mi Mitzrayim, vaya vohu arzo eretz kenan al Yaakov avihem, vayagidu loy leimar, oid Yosef chai, v'chihu Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, vayofa gliba, his heart skipped a beat, ki loy ha'amin lahem. And when he saw the agolos, vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem, and he came back to life. Vatechi ruach Yaakov aviyem. The spirit of Yaakov came to life. So again, we see when we talk about life, life is used in the context of Yaakov, not Yisrael. Let's bring in the Gemara and Tainus, and then we'll try to wrap this together. The Gemara and Tainus tells us the story of Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. They were sitting in a suda. They were sitting in a suda. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, let's learn something. Why don't you say something that Rabbi Yochanan taught? Tell me something from Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, where Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't talk by a meal. You want to hear what Rabbi Yochanan said? Rabbi Yochanan said, we can't talk. I'm in the middle of eating. You want me to tell you over Rabbi Yochanan said? He said, we don't talk by a meal. Shema yaktim kana leveshet. After they finished eating, he said, you know what Rabbi Yochanan said? Yaakov avinu loy meis. He didn't die. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Nachman said, what do you mean? V'chi b'chti saftu saftanaya. V'chantu chantanaya, v'kavru kavraya. You think for nothing they eulogized him, they embalmed him, they buried him? Amar lei. Rabbi Yitzchak said, no. Mikra ani doyresh. I darshin a pasuk. Shenemar v'ata altira avdi Yaakov namashem. And you do not be afraid, my servant Yaakov, the altechas Yisrael, ki hinani moshiacha meirachayk. I'm going to save you from a distance. Via zaracha me'eretz shivyam. Ma makish hu lazaroi. Ma zaroi b'chayim avhu b'chayim. We compare Yaakov to his descendants. Just like his children are alive, so too Yaakov Avinu is alive. Comes the Al Shech HaKadosh. He says we need to alert ourselves. Whenever the Torah talks about Misa, he's called Yaakov. I'm sorry. Whenever the Torah talks about Misa, he's called Yisrael. But when it says other expressions, Gevia, Asifa, Yaakov Avinu. For example, Vayomer Yisrael, Amusa Hapam. Vayomer Yisrael, Hinei Anoichi Meis. Vayikrvu Yimei Yisrael, Lamos. But Yaakov, no! Vayichal Yaakov Lutzavis as Banov, Vayigva. So says the Aushech, because of this question, I saw a man, a wise man, with strength. He tried to answer that must be if Yisrael dies and Yaakov doesn't die, Yaakov must be on a higher level than Yisrael. The name Yaakov must denote a higher madriga than Yisrael. Because if it always says death by Yisrael and not by Yaakov, it must be the madriga of Yaakov must be a higher level. says the Alshech HaKadosh, I thought about this further and I say, Pink Tfakert Adaraba Napoichu. Yisrael is the higher level. When he's called Yisrael, there's an added madrega that's given to him than that was in the beginning. Now, it is known that Misa means the removing of the nefesh from the guf. So it means as follows. Yaakov Avinu reached a very high level. That level is called the Madrega of Yisrael. The Madrega of Yisrael is what left him. It left him fundamentally. So regarding Yisrael, we could say Misa. That Madrega was mess. It left him. Therefore, whenever we talk about Misa, it's called Yisrael. Whenever in the context of Misa, we use Yisrael. But on the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, that's the Madrega he was on in the beginning. That never left. It only expired. It only expired. The Madrega of Yaakov, that the Madrega he had in the beginning, that never departed. In other words, so what happened? It expired like someone who faints. Someone who faints could still see. He didn't lose eyesight. He didn't lose hearing. He didn't lose thinking. It's just he's not using it right now. So when we talk about Yaakov, Vayigva, Vayyosef, Vayichal, but by Yitzchak it says Vayigva, Vayomos, because the Madrega of Yitzchak ceased completely. Therefore we say Yaakov Avinu Loimes. Yaakov Avinu Loimes means the Bechina, the Madrega of Yaakov, his capacity of Yaakov before he was called Yisrael, that never ceased. It's just temporarily he's in repose. He's resting. We'll see about this more. But Yisrael, that left completely. So Yaakov Avinu Loimes. The reason why whenever we talk about Misa, we say Yaakov. Whenever we talk about Misa, we say Yisrael. Is because the Madrega of Yisrael left. It was Mes. The Madrega of Yaakov, that Madrega Loimes. The Madrega of Yaakov Loimes. So now we have to understand, why was the Madrega of Yaakov Mes? And why was the Madrega of Yaakov Loi Meis and the Madrega of Yisrael Meis? You know, Rabbi Friedman, I see Rabbi Friedman here. I took this part, Rabbi Friedman, I saw in the Shvilei Pinchas from Rabbi Elio Baal Shem, but I'm going to tell you because, you know, I have to say over B'Shem Amrei that this, the next Maramakam coming up soon, not yet, but I'm gonna tell you exactly. The Shla HaKadosh says something very amazing. He also, in going in the derech of the Alshech HaKadosh, that the Madrega of Yaakov was loy meis, but the Madrega of Yisrael was meis. He says the abundance of names, when you have something with many names, it's different koichos. Each name is a different koyach. I'll give you an example. You know, the Gemara in Sukkah says that the Yetzirah has many names. Why does he have to have so many names? He has different tactics. You know, first, you come home and your supper's not on the table. A chutzpah noira. The supper's not on the table. You know who I am? I'm Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla. So first the Yetzirah has one tactic, makes you a Baal Gaiva. And then after you finish supper, the Yetzirah says, you know, maybe you should learn something. So now the Yetzirah says, you learned something? What are you? You're off for Vayfair. What's it worth anyway? There are more important people to learn than you. So, you know, the Yetzirah has different tactics. He's Arel, he's Tameh, he's Tzifoini, he's Michshal. The Gemara says he has seven names. The Chida says that means he has seven different kaychais. Likewise, Yisrael had seven names. He had different capacities. So Yaakov Avinu, each name represented a different kayach. Says the Shla HaKadosh that when Yaakov Avinu mourned Yosef because of the tremendous tsar that he had, the chelek of Yaakov did die. And now he's only left with Yisrael. You hear this chiddush of the Shla HaKadosh? When we say Yaakov Avinu loy meis, it means ultimately loy meis. But there was a time in his life that Yaakov Avinu was meis. When? When he was mourning the death of Yosef HaTzadik. He was Mesabel, and the chilek of Yaakov died. So now, all he is Yisrael. Now, this happened after the Avelos and the Tsar, when they took Binyamin. So listen what he says. Vayomer aleim Yaakov aviem, oisi shikaltem Yosef einenu v'shimon einenu v'es Binyamin tikachu. Then the chilek of Yaakov left, and the Shla has a diuk oyoy menoira. From that moment on, once Yaakov Avinu said, "Vayomer aleihem Yaakov aviem, oisi shikaltem, Yosef einenu, v'shimon einenu, v'es Binyam digolayo," we don't hear or see the name Yaakov Avinu again. We're done with him. He's done. He doesn't. Yaakov, that name, that word Yaakov, is finished. We don't find it again. Does it come back? Yeah, it makes a comeback. Az parchim el nefesh Yaakov. And this is the dik of the Shla. We do not encounter the name Yaakov until Yosef says, Ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai. So they come back to him. Vayaris ha'agolois. Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem. Oh, Yaakov made a comeback. That's an amazing diak. I never saw that on my own. Do you understand this? First his name was Yaakov, then the Rebbeinu Shem added Yisrael, but then because of the tsarais, that not only did he lose Yosef, but it's interesting. You would have thought that when did Yaakov die? When Yosef, when they came back and they said, Taroif Taraf Yosef. No, not then. When they came back without Shimon, and now they wanted Binyamin, now Yaakov, the chilek of Yaakov was done. Which is interesting because it comes out then that he didn't die for 22 years. I don't have the exact cheshbon. That would be very interesting to know. You know, how long was the period of time from the time the brothers came to Yaakov and say, you know, Tata, we got to bring Binyamin back. Which Yaakov Avinu, that Madrega left, until Vatechi Ruach. I don't know how long that was. That must have been very interesting. That's probably very significant. But anyway, but now the Shla is Akasha. Really? You don't find the name Yaakov? But we do, because it says, Vayavoyu Eretz Kanan El Yaakov Aviem. So what do you mean? He is called Yaakov. And for the Shla, since they were on the way back, he already came to life. Because he says, as soon as Yosef revealed himself, Yaakov came alive. And in your zechus, you ready? You ready for this matana? It just occurred to me right now. We said on this past week from the Sefer, Pnei Aryeh Zuta, that when did Yosef reveal himself to his brothers? An Asar B'Teves. Yosef said, Ani Yosef Ha'oid Avichai, An Asar B'Teves. What happened at that moment? Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam. Now we're about to learn, you know why Yaakov Avinu Lo Imeis? Because he can only die once. He can't die twice. He can't die twice. Now the Shla says this, look, Afagav dila elmine koydim vatechi ruach Yaakov ksiv vayavoyeretz kanal Yaakov aviem. Says the Shla, as soon as Yosef revealed himself, then the life of Yaakov returned. Nimtza chilek Yaakov hayotchias hameisim. it comes out Yaakov had a resurrection. Ve'enoy bedin sheyam asoid. It's not right he should have to die again. And that chilek of Yaakov remained eternal. Now, I'm going to come back to this in a minute. The Shlach HaKadosh explains that if you go to the Maris HaMachpelah, Yaakov's not walking around. So what does that mean? He it's alive. It means, he says, there's a chilek of the nefesh that's still mechubar to the guf. There's a chilek of the nefesh that's mechubar to the guf. Let's see his words. Nimtza chilek Yaakov hayat chias amesim. Ve'inu b'din sheyam asayit. It's not right he should have to die again. Ve'nisha zeh chilek chai nitzchi. Ki chazar la'achar hatchia liyois b'nefesh chai nitzchi. Ve'chayis hagufani hayi mitzad nefesh Yisrael. His physical life, his ability to walk around at that point was because he had the nefesh called Yisrael. And that chilek ultimately died vayikru yimei Yisrael lamos. But the chilek of Yaakov nishar chai mechufaf hanefesh balavush shaloi. The nefesh was cloaked in its cloak. What does that mean? It means his nefesh was nislabesh in some kind of tsura of a guf, but not like a guf that we know, like the guf of Adam HaRishon before the chait. Meaning like this, just on some level, you know, Adam HaRishon before his chait, he had some kind of spiritual guf. His guf was. On a very high level, where the neshama illuminated from within the guf, so the guf itself was elevated. That what was the level of Yaakov Avinu when the madrega of Yaakov returned, when Yosef came back to life. When we say Yaakov Avinu loy meis, it doesn't mean he was walking around like a regular human being. No, that he did as Yisrael, and then Yisrael passed away, but he was able to be mislabesh, the nefesh of Yaakov, in a guf similar to that, like Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. And then the Shlach compares it to other tzaddikim who are able to cloak themselves in some kind of cloak in this world, like the story in Masechet Shabbos, Kufnun Beis Amid Beis, and the story of Rebbe and Ksubas who came back to make Kiddush, and the story of Riosi Aglili who came back every Erev Shabbos. But Yaakov Avinu, he also was able to do that at all times, like Eliyahu HaNavi. Now, friends, it comes out that when Yosef revealed himself and he said, Ani Yosef, which we mentioned last week was on Asar B'Teves, then Yaakov Avinu lo imeis. So this idea that Yaakov Avinu is with Klal Yisrael in the Golos forever and never was diminished, that came true, that became on Asar B'Teves. The idea of Yaakov Avinu loy meis came on Asar B'Teves. What's the logic? So, I saw many years ago, this goes back more than 15 years ago, I saw in the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas, quotes, Rebbe Yehu Baal Shem. This is Rebbe Yehu Baal Shem of Varmaiza. Actually, I had this chus when I went to his kever in Varmaiza. I said over this Dvar Torah that he says. He says very similar to the Shla, but he just adds maybe a little bit of a nekuda. He says when we say Yaakov Avinu Lo Imeis, it means that when Hashem called Yaakov Yisrael, he gave him a neshama chadasha. His soul, something was added to his neshama. And then when Yosef was sold, the original level of the neshama was nostalgic. By the way, he says a little differently than the Shla. The Shla says it was nostalgic when they said, Shimon einenu, Binyamin, Yosef einenu, Shimon einenu, Binyamin, lakach olai kayu kolana. The Rabbi Eliyahu Baal Shem says, no, it happened all the way in the beginning. But when he was told that Yosef was Melech Mitzrayim, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem, Chazra Elav HaNeshama Shal Yaakov. That Neshama returned. By the way, I like what the Shlah is saying, because the Shlah says it already returned when Yosef said, Ani Yosef Oyed Avichai, and that works out well for me because that happened on Asar B'Teves, but you'll see what I want to do with that. So, just I want to show you the point that Rabbi Yovel Shem says. He says, Uchshemes Yaakov Nichta B'Soif Ayechi B'chal Makoim Yisrael, and it doesn't say Yaakov. You know why? He already kikvar savlat sar misa ka'amor utrei katali loy katlinon. You can't kill somebody two times. Yaakov already died. So he died, he doesn't have to die again. You only have to die once. Yaakov already... I always wondered, you know, my Zeda was literally put in the gas chamber. They put him inside. They put him inside. And the last moment, they yanked him out. Mamish, the last moment, my Zayda said he doesn't even know where the guy came from. He was like a messenger from Shemayim. He took him by his head and he pulled him out with his brother. So I was told, my Zayda lived till 106 years old. Because the pshat is, you know, he already was. They already put him in he was already in the other place. So once he came out, he didn't have to do it again. Anyway, that's what comes to mind when I think of this. Yaakovin already died, he didn't have to die again. But if this calculation is correct, that Yosef revealed himself on Asar B'Teves, and the way the Shlah says it, the Shlah is bothered, you know, we don't see the name Yaakov Avinu from the Mechiras Yosef. He says, here, what's his diuk? He says, from the time, once they took Binyamin, and Yaakov said, Oisi Shikaltim, Yosef Einenu, Shimon Einenu, the Shlah says, is Kiroi Bashem Yaakov. He's not mentioned by name. So I think they're both right. Rabbi Yo Bar Shem is right. The chelek of Yaakov probably was on the down as soon as Yosef was sold. But the misa of the Bechina of Yaakov was when he said, Vayoymer Aleim Yaakov Oisi Shikaltem, I'm empty, I'm done, I'm finished. You do not see the name Yaakov. Until when? Until Vayavoyu Eretz Kenano, Yaakov Aviyam. So, and the Shlah doesn't say that on the way back, it returned. No, as soon as he says, "Bevadai miyad shizvada Yosef, v'hayochet v'bineim who's huschal levatzis achir shol Yaakov." Now, everybody knows that what protects Klal Yisrael and Golas. Why are we eternal? Because Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu is with us. Ma zaroi b'chayim afhu b'chayim al tira avdi Yaakov al teichas. Yaakov Avinu is always with us. And when did that happen? When did Ribbono Shel Olam create this phenomenon called Yaakov Avinu that would eternally be with the Jewish people? He did it on the day Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam created the refuah before the Makkah, before Asar B'Teves ever started off the downward process of Churban, of the walls were surrounded in times of the Bayis Rishon. The Ribbono Shel Olam already created on this day the protection for Klal Yisrael, that no matter where we're going to be in the Golos, we don't have to worry. The Ribbono Shel Olam says to us, Al tira avdi Yaakov, al teichas Yisrael, hineni moshiacha meirachoik. This idea, so to speak, the eternity of Klal Yisrael and Golos was created on Asar B'Teves. When? When Yosef said, Ani Yosef, then at that moment there was chedva among the Shvatim, and then back in Eretz Yisrael, it was already Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam, and once Yaakov came back to life, he doesn't ever have to go again. It's Yaakov Avinu Loy Meis. So I'll tell you the truth. I was giving this shir, I had no intention even of connecting it to Asar B'Teves. It was going to be on the parsha. But now I understand why the Ribbono Shel Olam led me to discuss this today, because I think this idea that we're learning from the Shlah and Rabbi Yo Baal Shem of Yaakov Avinu Loy Meis, it comes out, it all was orchestrated on Asar B'Teves. So that gives us a lot of chizuk that the Tzoyim HaAsiri Yia LeBeis Yehuda L'Sasa No Simcha L'Mayadim Tayvim. Okay, Brach V'Atzlacha. Next Monday there's no Shir because I'm going to be Be'ez Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. Amen. Thank you very much.
Please tell me, could you this synagogue because my son lives in Ramallah. So I will tell him that he should go to see you when you're going to be there in Ramallah.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.